Hospitals find asthma hotspots more profitable to neglect than fix. By Jay Hancock, Rachel Bluth, and Daniel Trielli. In the Washington Post National Section, I'm Sam Scholl. Keyonta Parnell has had asthma most of his young life, but it wasn't until his family moved to the 140-year-old house here on Lemon Street 2 years ago that he became one of the healthcare system's frequent customers. "I call 911 so much since I've been living here, they know my name," said the